2237.
It's all about kissing and making up. Benjamin Netanyahu and the President of the United States, Barack Obama, says they didn't even have to do that, that there was never any problems between Israel and the United States. Do you think there's ever going to be peace in the Middle East? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous holiday weekend as we roll into a short week here on ATN, and a short week, I hope, for all of you, that maybe you had a couple of days off with your family or friends or hung out with your posse, whatever it might be. But here on this show, if you've never heard it before, what we do is we take them all, left, right, and all those places in between. It doesn't matter about the stripes, it matters about the conversation. So remember, you can always pony up and throw in your 2 cents by dialing the digits. I'm going to give the digits without even setting the table for you. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or you can flip me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Couple of things right from the get-go, and let's give you an oil update. Aren't we into day 80-something? It's crazy. I'm like, I've lost count of it. April 20th is when the oil spill happened, and now we're all the way through to almost 80-plus days in this whole thing. So it's still a matter of that relief well, and getting through the Hurricane Alex was good because there could have been more damage. There really wasn't. It just kind of stopped things up. But the one thing it did do is it pushed oil in a few other directions, including hitting shore in Texas, and Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans, too, was slammed by this. And that's too bad because of everything they've done to try to clean up that lake in the 90s and how nice it was for the marine life there and fishing and all that sort of stuff when it used to just be a complete pit. Now they've got the situation of the oil and trying to figure out how they're going to get it out, because a lot of it is headed already into the lake and more of it is coming that way. But the same thing with Texas. Here's what one of the local mayors said, Joe Jaworski, about the oil spill and the tar balls in Texas.
We're cautiously optimistic that this is maybe an anomaly and maybe a alternative theory, perhaps a ballast tank or adhering to the side of a vessel had something to do with this.
Yeah, I don't blame him for saying that, because realizing what it's done to other resort areas, once it gets out that there's problems with the oil, no matter how big or small, it chases at least half of the customers away. So people cancel hotel reservations, means they're not going to the local eateries and they're not partaking in any of the local businesses. They're not renting jet skis, all that sort of stuff that you would think in a resort area. And we've seen what's happened to some of the towns in Alabama and Mississippi, and why the governor of Mississippi, Hallie Barbour, was so incensed when people stopped going to some of the places in Mississippi they would normally flood when they really hadn't seen any oil. It had just gotten out that it was headed in that direction. But once you see this stuff, there's no denying that, and it's pretty tough to keep a lid on it. And they're going to have that same problem. Already they have that problem in New Orleans and trying to get people to go back to that city and make it a destination place like it once was. And this just adds to the problems that they're having, unfortunately. Nothing new on the oil front other than trying to still cap it and work with the giant vessel called the Whale, hoping that that will work and it will be able to skim a lot of the oil off faster than smaller vessels would be able to. That would at least be a good thing and a terrific boost to the cleanup efforts. But it's going to be that second well that's so important and ultimately capping everything off. And it's just a matter of time. It just keeps tick, 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 ticking away. That's what's going on there. We move also from the oil process to the challenge in Arizona. So it's a challenge with the oil spill and trying to keep a lid on it and keep tourists going to certain beaches, to what's happened in Arizona. There's no keeping a lid on it. You're either against illegal immigration or you think it's wrong to criticize the illegal problem, and we need to embrace the people that are already here. I mean, there's just no gray area. I talk about this gray areas. There's no gray area in this one. So the Obama administration now has sued Arizona. It's the U.S. versus Arizona to throw out the toughest immigration law in the nation, and so it's been called, even though it's already on the books, and keep other states from copying it. That's the true thing. Let's not let anyone else copy the same law. It was filed in a federal court. It's supposed to kick in. The law was supposed to kick in the end of July. It usurps the federal government's preeminent authority under the Constitution to regulate immigration. Does that make sense? Meaning this. It is a big-time clash over states' rights versus the feds. That's what it's about. So we look at the Constitution. We've got laws on the books, and we're saying that you cannot challenge the federal government on this, that it's unnecessary, that we don't need this. So the governor says, Jan Brewer, look, it's a bad decision. She defends the law as reasonable and constitutional and says Arizona passed this because, look, we've had tons of frustration, years of frustration with illegal immigration. We've got the worst when it comes to drug trafficking in the United States, kidnappings, murders. It is a massive open gate for illegal immigration. And there are almost 500,000 illegals in Arizona at this point. It's looking like if there's an injunction, which a judge, that's the next day, the next step rather, a judge will get this, and it's up to the judge whether to issue an injunction, and there's a good possibility of that. Then it'll become the legal arguments on the Constitution's assertion that federal laws override state laws. So specifically in the lawsuit, that's what they're challenging, that there's already comprehensive, do you love this? There's already comprehensive federal laws on the books to cover illegal immigration, only they don't work and they're not enforced, and that those statutes take precedence over what's going on in Arizona. And really what it's going to do is set up the clash between the states and the federal government. Smaller government versus bigger government versus red tape, and it's going to rely on the preemption, the legal argument called preemption, and it's been around for a long time, since really the beginning of our Constitution, since the Founding Fathers declared that the laws of the United States were the supreme law of the land. That is what this is what the legal tool is going to be for Eric Holder, for the AG. That's what it's going to be. But the implications on immigration and this debate are reverberating all over the place. And it's, remember, the law is already being challenged by the ACLU and a bunch of other groups who are opposed to the new statute in Arizona. And it's not a surprise that the Mexican government, while they can't help their own people, certainly welcomed the lawsuit saying that this law in Arizona will affect the civil and human rights of thousands of Mexicans, and we don't like it. So bravo that the government is challenging Arizona. All right, if you want to throw in your two on anything that I just mentioned or something else, feel free to do it. You know the 800 number. I'll say it again. It's the third time. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Baby, I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. Too much to hide.
All right, coming up a little bit later in this hour of America Tonight, we can count. Let's go to our pal Stu in Kentucky. Stu, how hot is it in Kentucky?
It's hot. I'm telling you, it's hotter than a well digger's ass. I can promise you that.
I love it.
First of all, LeBron, I know he's an egomaniac, but he's a marketing genius.
Oh, yeah.
Because he says, look, I'm going to give this hour. Most people would be like, oh, you know, LeBron's going to the Knicks. But now you've got to wait and see it on TV, and he knows he's going to get billions to tune into it. Kind of like Hulk Hogan. You know, wrestling was a dead thing, man, and Hogan, everybody knows the guy.
Yeah.
No matter what, because he was just a marketing genius, or his boss a marketing genius, somebody was. Dale Earnhardt was another one. I mean, in NASCAR, he really just boomed above the rest of them. Not just he was great, but his wife was a marketing genius.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
So, you know, LeBron may have a little ego issue, but, you know, what the hell, might as well. Take it for the most you can.
Might as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, at least he does a better job with the media than our president does. He's definitely a smarter marketing person than he is. I mean, look at our president. Every time he's on the news, he's always screwing something up. I think the guy could screw up a wet dream.
Oh,
right. I mean, he's 80-some days in the oil spill. He screwed that one up. From the day one, he screwed the pooch on that.
Yeah.
You've got Netanyahu, now he's getting, what is this, his third chance to try to make up to Israel?
Yes, this is the third time, and I guess that's the charm because Netanyahu's playing along.
Yeah, so it's his third time to try to make up for his wrongs. The guy has spent money like crazy. He's a moron. And Jimmy Carter, God bless his heart, he's sitting down in Georgia, eating him some peanuts, drinking him some sweet tea with a smile on his face from ear to ear, because no longer is he the dumbest president in U.S. history. Obama is passing him as the worst president in U.S. history. I mean, he is like flying past it.
Yeah, the polls reflect that because it's not just the hardcore Republicans, it's not just hardcore conservatives that are saying that. The Democrats are really upset with Obama, too.
You know, I talked to somebody the other day, we had this conversation, and this lady and I were talking about, she's a black lady, and she said, you know, I really, really was happy when he won. She's because we finally got our first black president. Me, it don't matter if he's black, white, yellow, green, whatever. But either way, it goes, all right, so I'll give her that. And I said, but don't you wish that your first black president would have been a success? And she said, I never thought the guy would make this many mistakes. She said, instead of having a black president to go down history and really, you know, be intelligent about things he's done and try to improve the country, she said the guy tries set back. She didn't say try. She said he has set back the country just phenomenally. And she said, so the worst part is, yeah, we got our first black president, Barack Obama, but at the same time, she says it's going to be negative, more negative than George Bush. That's not what you want to your first, you know. So... You know, and I can honestly say a lot of the black people I've spoke with and talked to and stuff, and the ones with more of the college education, the ones that don't really give a damn one way or another, whether white, black, green, or orange, and don't look at their skin color, most of them did vote for him anyway. Most of them, either if they were Democrat, they voted for Hillary, or they were Republican.
Right.
The ones that really voted for him were the ones that
low income.
They thought they were right, and they thought they were something out of it. So,
and they haven't gotten anything. Gotten anything out of it. That's the whole thing.
They got nothing out of it. Hell, they're getting in my pocket every day.
Yeah.
The government's staying in my damn pocket, and it's getting worse and worse. And
I know.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, you know, he just. I don't know. I still say if guy wanted to go out and have a few beers and, you know, shoot some pool and, you know, just BS, that's one thing. But as far as a politician, and I think he has proven that he has no, absolutely no leadership skills. And I don't care if you're working for GCN. If you don't have leader in the top, you have complete disarray. No ands, ifs, or buts about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. This administration is not effective, and it's really because of that. Because you have to build the pyramid, and whoever is the leader, he's the president. So whoever he surrounds himself with, he has the responsibility of those people. And if he puts them into place and they're a failure and the policies are a failure, then his administration is a failure.
Look at Joe Biden. For Christ's sakes, I bet the guy can't tie his own shoes.
Yeah,
he's a bumbling moron. Why would you bring a guy like that in as your vice president? You know, and now Bill and Barack ain't even endorsing the same people. They're going, like in Colorado, they're going totally opposite of who they're endorsing for senators.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, that goes to show you, and you know people are going to follow Bill Clinton before they will Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really a mess. As far as the whole Arizona deal, this is how I see the whole Arizona deal. Barack Obama's wife and his children and his mother-in-law have all got security detail 24/7 on them. If he doesn't think Phoenix is so bad, drop his damn security detail, send his wife and his children and his mom to live out there in Phoenix, and see how bad the people have it out there when it comes to kidnapping.
Oh, it's bad.
Plain and simple. Put yourself in the same shoes. Don't sit up there and say, well, you know, let it be on land. It's no big deal. But my wife and kids have, you know, Secret Service all around him. Drop the damn Secret Service, send him out there and see how long it is then. And then he would understand where these other people in Phoenix are coming from, in Arizona and other places in the country where their family's being kidnapped and they're being, and they have problems. I have a girl that does my cleaning in our office. Last Wednesday, got hit by a Mexican here in town and had no, he had insurance, but no driver's license. Couldn't even speak English. Not a word of English. Not a word.
So she's out. She's
but he did
pay.
Have insurance. The insurance is out of El Paso, but the insurance yet now, and I talked to her today. She's driving her husband's Cadillac, and I said, what's going on, Joanne? I mean, what? She said, I don't know. She said, my insurance company's fighting with his because he had insurance, but no driver's license. So, it's
a mess. She'll be lucky. She'll be lucky to escape that.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly on the damn border of the Mexico. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're in Kentucky.
Yeah, so anyway, I just, let's take other sovereignty, leave them alone. Jesus Christ, me, Barack can barely run D.C., barely run the White House, let alone try to run the whole damn country.
Keep that in mind. Spread the word for 2012 because you don't want a repeat performance.
He's a one term. I guarantee it. I put my money he's a one term.
I would too. I would go to Vegas right now, and a lot of people think I'm crazy, and I would take those odds. I don't care. I don't care what they were on the board. I would take them, and I would say he's a one term guy. It's unless something incredibly drastic happens, and I don't see it. We're already in 2010, almost at, 6 months left. I don't see it.
I don't either. It's just he's a one-termer, and that's a done deal. And unless they get some total jackass to run against him, and I don't see that. I mean, I see them. I see the RNC really just really. I think they'll gear up and they'll put the right people out there to run.
And they better find the right lane, choose a lane, pick a lane, and start getting behind those people because that's what has to happen here because it would be a farce to see this happen twice. I mean, hey, Obama is just ineffective. I don't care what you label yourself as, like I like to say, the stripes. You cannot think that this is great what's happening in these and the reversal of say one thing, do another thing, hoodwink us, put something out on the table and throw it down the lane and see if it gets by us. It's ridiculous.
What was the comment you said he made about the Muslims?
What happened was that the NASA, the head of NASA, one of the things that he charged the former NASA director said that the Muslim outreach program was ridiculous. And what happened was the main administrator, Charles Bolden, said in an interview that one of the things he's supposed to do is inspire Muslims and, you know, talk to them about space exploration and encourage them with the science and math. And that was one of the three things he was charged with doing. In fact, I'll give you some more of the skinny on that, Stu, and everybody else listening in just a few minutes here on ATN.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
exploration and the comments that have caught fire earlier in the day. It was on CNN, I think, Fox, a couple of other places, maybe. I caught it somewhere anyway. And what the scoop is, as I was mentioning there to Stu, is that the former head of NASA talked about how flawed this idea is that you have to have space exploration when you're talking about that for the agency in our country, saying that one of the priorities should be an outreach to Muslim countries. The current administrator, Charles Bolden, has talked about that. He's mentioned it in a couple of interviews, saying that that's one of the things that he's looking to do. And the reason why is because when he took the job, Bolden told Al Jazeera last month, this is, I guess, how it really came out, that when President Obama told him about the job, that he wanted him to do three things if he were to get that job. And it was to help kids, inspire them to learn math and science, to expand international relationships. And he said, perhaps foremost, he wanted me to find a way to reach out to the Muslim world and engage much more with dominantly, listening to me, dominantly Muslim nations to help them feel good about their historic contribution to science and math and engineering. Now, why would Bolden say that? Well, because that's one of the things Obama wanted from him. And he was talking to Al Jazeera, so he wanted that out to the Muslim world that, hey, my president, the president of the United States, specifically required as part of this job for NASA, our space program, to find a way to reach out and touch this Muslim world and really engage more with the Muslim nations to help them feel right and feel positive about their contribution. And how crazy is that? So now the White House and NASA both stand by Bolden's statement that part of his mission is to improve relations with Muslim countries. But NASA backed off the claim that international diplomacy is the foremost responsibility, because that's what he said. It's the foremost thing that he's supposed to do. And what happened, well, what's now gone on a little bit further, is there was a guy named Michael Griffin who was a NASA administrator during, I guess, the second half of the Bush administration, and he talked about how ridiculous it is that if by doing great things people are inspired, well, that's good, that's what you want. But if you're just telling people they're great because they're a part of a Muslim nation, and thank you for being so good at math or science because of XYZ, what is that about? And Muslim nation cooperation isn't vital for U.S. advancement in space. What are the Muslims going to do to advance our space exploration? I think, if anything, we better pony up to the Russians as quickly as possible. And Japan, by the way. Are you kidding me? That's where it's at. Not with the Muslim countries. So now NASA is just trying to distance himself from the Al Jazeera interview. But Bolden has said this before. He talked to an Orlando newspaper and said the same thing. He was giving a lecture to engineering students, and he said that he was told to find ways to reach out to dominantly Muslim countries. And he talked about the importance of helping countries establish space programs and pointed to some of the largest Muslim, the largest Muslim country in the world, Indonesia, as a possible partner. And Bolden's not backing off of that. It just sounds so ridiculous, doesn't it? And, of course, it was greasing the skids with Al Jazeera is what it was, but he's not denying it. It was more than a suggestion. That was what he was told to do, was to reach out to those nations. And he's gone and given speeches, and it makes sense. That's what he's doing. He's pushing the agenda. And think about it. He's the guy who was overseeing the cancellation of the Constellation program, the one that would cost $1 gazillion that was building rockets and spaceships that were supposed to return astronauts to the moon. Now, I guess we're going to have to pony up with all the Muslim countries and go to the moon with them. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. So that was the other thing. Bolden told Al Jazeera that the moon, the Mars, and asteroids are still planned destinations for NASA. Okay. I think it's going to be a very long time before we see any of that become a reality, especially under the current administration. And, you know, I don't know. Why is this a big deal, or is this much ado about nothing? I would have to say it is a big deal. What is wrong with NASA? And what is wrong is that the focus shouldn't be reaching out to Muslim nations. That doesn't make any sense. Sure, reach out to anybody who's helping. If you have scientists or actual people who are working on the problems, but you know, it's a confusion of what this agency does. I think. I mean, every single day something dumber comes up, and this is one of the dumbest things of all time. It makes no, in this administration, it makes absolutely no sense. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever when you think about what the National Aeronautics and Space Administration is supposed to do. It's supposed to be about the final frontier, space, going to Mars, discovering planets, that kind of thing. Is there an Islamic planet that I don't know about? Am I missing something? I don't get it. If somebody else has more clarity on this, please, please help me. I'm willing to listen. I promise you. I will be open-minded on this thing. Are you listening? Washington, 800-259-5791. Betty is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I think this guy from NASA, he's just brown-nosing the Arab oil countries. They all want to get in their pocketbooks over there so they can get part of that money. We are at war against Muslim countries that have these people that are fanatics, whatever, I don't know. So I don't think we should even be educating any of their kids until they get that all straightened out over there. We give them a free education, and then they go back home and start warring against us, making bombs and flying into air buildings and all that. So we're
yeah.
at war.
It's
we're
nice to get
war,
the free, so. It's nice to get the free ride, isn't it? And then assimilate into the United States and then try to attack the United States.
Yeah, I don't know. The men of our country, they're too preoccupied with basketball, baseball, basketball, golf, and women.
So that's because so we need to get, you know, we got to have our distractions, right? So we this is part of our freedom.
The men
though,
of
Betty.
Our country need to start being men again and defending our country.
Yeah.
Defending it against the southern border, the northern border, and any other border that's been infiltrated. They need to defend it. The Constitution gives us a right to abolish the government if it's not the way run the way we want it to be run. Our Constitution says we have that right. And the men of our country, they're not paying attention, preoccupied with, like what I said, their mind is not on what's happening to this country.
All right, Betty, let's flush that out there and see what some of the men of the country say. Thanks for the call. Betty says that you guys aren't paying attention to what's going on and we got to rely on you. She's saying about the Constitution that it's ridiculous. I threw out this NASA thing, which I think is ridiculous. The context of it is stupid. It has nothing to do with what NASA's about. And, it, you know, it's just another reflection of I guess, the Obama administration trying to grease the skids all over the place and embrace the Muslim heritage any way they can, because this doesn't make any sense. Islam is said they are our enemy. That's it, right? And what's happening with NASA has nothing to do with Muslim countries, and it I mean, this is just one place I don't see where you can find an objective thing to say. If there's an incredible scientist who happens to be a Muslim who's here in the United States and he's educated at Harvard or Yale or wherever and he's going to work for NASA, well, bravo. If he's a Baptist, if he's a whatever religion, it doesn't matter. If we're getting the biggest, the baddest, and the brightest, but it's not about recruitment. That's not what he was saying. So it's crazy. And then this guy who runs NASA, sure, he takes the check and the job and says, yeah, you want me to tell the Muslims how great they are in science and math, and we appreciate any contributions that they can make in that area. In other words, do we need their money or whatever? Then I will do that. I will parrot whatever it is you want me to do, and I think it's absolutely, absolutely crazy. And the people who have been part of NASA, when they read or hear, if you're listening to me and you've been part of NASA and you hear stuff like this, it just has to make you cringe. Because if you really try to separate this out, no matter what you think about Obama, how can you possibly defend this? It's completely inappropriate, ludicrous, ridiculous. All right, what do you think what Betty said? She's pretty much thinking that it's gotten to the point where it's almost become chaotic, beyond chaotic, and it's time to arm up and defend the Constitution. I'm telling you, I hope it does not come to that. I do not want to see that in this country. It's why I like to take the road of pound on the doors of the senators and the congresspeople. Stay with us.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
For another edition of We Can Count. How about this? The California Highway Patrol says a three-hour chase started actually with a carjacking and stretched from Chula Vista to the Cajun Pass when the car was rammed and the driver ran across the freeway. This 42-year-old guy, Fred Hizer, thought he was going to get away with it, so the police demanded car keys at gunpoint. That's frightening. From a 56-year-old woman who gave him up. So the CHP officers took over the chase on Interstate 15. A spike strip shredded some of the car's tires, and they tried some of those, what they call, pit maneuvers. One spun the car around, and the driver continued south in the northbound lane until another officer rammed the car into the center divider. The driver was captured after trying to run off, like I mentioned. He was rammed and he ran across the highway. And his bond is like a crazy amount of money. What was he thinking? He wasn't thinking. What was he running from? duh. You know, the car chases in California, it's such a big deal now. I might have mentioned this on the air, and I'm sorry if I have. I'm starting to lose my mind. Maybe I'm repeating myself like a parrot, but I just think this is priceless. When you live in California, you can get this little thing on your phone, or you can get it on your computer. I forget how much you pay, but you can always be tuned into any car chase. It's such a big deal. People really do sit around and watch car chases because they have so many of them. And here's a perfect example of one. You would have been sitting there like you're watching a soap opera for 3 hours. How crazy. It's all about the heat, baby, in the Northeast, and power outages are starting to happen in Connecticut. I know a lot of you are listening, or maybe you're not listening now, because about 9,000 customers of Connecticut Light and Power in Stamford didn't have electrical service on Tuesday. A transformer failure because of the heat at a substation caused the outage. That's always the problem. We're talking about 105 and all that sort of stuff. In Washington, they had one rail line that was delayed. They found a heat kink on the red line. What happens there is a kink when you get really, really hot weather. It overheats the tracks, and the tracks expand but can't be constrained by the ties or the ballast. And then they find this kink, and so they got to reduce the speed, and it's always dangerous. You know, it's interesting to see, or fascinating to learn, that on all these systems at night, they've got huge crews that go and they fix certain portions of rail depending on how long the rail is, how many thousands and thousands of miles you're talking about. And New York is one of those places like the subway. So Con Ed Power, which is one of the main power companies, they've got to conserve electricity. They told them during the heat wave. And so there was no usage records that were broken in the city or state, and everybody was okay. See, this is what I think. This is what a terrorist could do. If they could jack with the power grid, that would be the thing. And not that they don't know that, not that somebody who wants to do the United States harm doesn't realize that, but it'd be a question of, I guess, getting in and finding a way to be able to do it. How about this one? And we're going to end on a very light and stupid note, but a judge sentenced Lindsay Lohan to 90 days in jail. The actress, because she is an actress after all, burst into tears at the announcement. She's going to turn herself in on July 20th. I think she was stunned, and the reason that she was jailed is because she violated her probation. She was supposed to go to alcohol counseling. She just blew it off. She didn't attend those education classes. So the Superior Court judge had enough, listened to a bunch of testimony from employees of the alcohol treatment program, and she missed like 7 classes. So the judge said, that's it. So the star of Mean Girls gets to see how she'll do in The Slammer for 90 days, though. Come on. They're going to let her out early, so give me a break. She's going to have to wear an ankle alcohol monitor until then, and that's what happens, little girl. You can't always get away with the bribe or two, or greasing the skids, as I was mentioning before. Doesn't always work. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Hello, Tom.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, I'm doing real good, man. I'm just sitting around here watching the sun. Well, actually, it ain't here.
Looking for it.
Well, I call the sun is God's light on high beam, and the moon is the light on low beam.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you this, but that's Cajon Pass.
Oh, what did I say? Cajun Pass. And I lived in California, yeah.
Thank your hands.
I know.
Yeah, so what are they going to do? They're going to send a suicide bomber up to the space station?
Well, we're probably going to take them with us. Why not? Because that's the outreach program. Let's embrace all the Muslim countries and tell them how great we think they are at math and science, and let's recruit a few to jump on our next mission.
Well, they'll never get there. They'll blow it up before they ever get there.
Of course. Of course. Let's just blow everything to smithereens. Millions and millions of dollars. Yes.
Hey, Stu, you're in Kentucky. Have you ever heard of Bloody Breathitt County? That's where my relatives come from.
What is it called? Bloody Breath?
Bloody Breathitt County, Kentucky.
I like that.
You need
a T-shirt that says that.
Revenuer didn't have a chance.
I like it. That's good.
And Lindsay Lohan, you know, if I would have missed one of those court dates, they would have drugged me to jail kicking and screaming.
Of course, in a second. I mean, with this missing 7 appointments at the alcohol rehab, are you kidding? You're right. Mere mortals, you would have been right away before a judge, but she got a pass all those times, and then that was enough.
I tell you what, then you know, I'll tell you what I think about movie stars. They are so dissatisfied with their own life that they get paid high money to pretend they're somebody else all the time.
Yep.
So when they get married, how the hell do you know whether, when they say I love you, whether they mean it or they're just acting?
I think you answered the question. Look at how many divorces there are in Hollywood. I think it's all acting.
I tell you what, everybody marries everybody else. What they ought to do is just join big old clubs and get rid of all that alimony and that all other stuff out there in California. They're crazy. I mean, they're absolutely crazy. I don't watch much. I don't watch much movies anyway. I'm on, stuck on the History Channel and the Travel Channel and stuff that nobody has to pretend that they're somebody else. But back to that Muslim thing. You know, I didn't believe that the president actually said that until I actually heard him say it. And you know, the Christians and the Muslims have been fighting for, what, 2,500 years?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Yeah, so it's any little step that they can get ahead to win the war against the infidels, that's really not, it's a no-brainer. You know, I mean, they're going to take it. But, damn, do they just have to give it to them?
That's right. Why are you throwing all the cards on the table? And especially in this instance, I don't understand how this benefits the United States, and it doesn't. And you can't convince me of that. We've talked to plenty of people on this show from NASA and talked about some of their frustrations, too, by the way, and talked about where the space exploration program is headed. And you can't tell me that reaching out to the Muslim countries who are not at all developed in the space in the area of space is going to help the United States in any way.
You know, the only thing I can think of that they're really going to do when they go up there is, you know, they wear them turbans, I guess.
Right.
Are they going to look like Dan Aykroyd and the Coneheads?
Yeah, just in case there's an encounter with an alien.
Yeah, really.
They might be scared off.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I really don't have much to say, because if I do say what I really think, you're probably shutting me off and never letting me call again.
That's good. Then you got to keep it with your. You got to throw those quips out there because that works, Tom. Because you're armed and agitated, like you said in the beginning. Everybody in Texas, so we're waiting.
Heavily armed and easily agitated.
That's right. I love that
quote. There you go, right there. Now just go ahead and send them out there. But if they fly over my house, and they do every time they land, I've seen two of them blow up. They fly right over my house.
There you go. So don't fly over Tom's house in Texas. Hey, if you have any thoughts about some of the stuff that we're talking about or anything else, flip them to me at americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.